We're doing a podcast, so introduce yourself.
My name is Leslie. I am the co-founder and the cook of Sorta Kinda Vegan.
Is that a new shirt?
Merch!
So,
and aprons as well.
Aprons. I seen the aprons too. I like them. Where'd you get the aprons from?
My husband actually has his own print press company, his own business. So he makes the shirts and the aprons available if you need them. Hey, I like your shirt.
I know. It's from your husband. Look. I was telling him I only spilled coffee on it about two times so far. So that's pretty much a win.
He's downstairs now doing some stuff. I don't know.
Of course, he's always working. All right, so why'd you start Sorta Kinda Vegan?
Sorta Kinda Vegan is an online community, basically, that helps people who are looking to transition into healthy lifestyles, who will look up vegan, and then they are kind of confused as far as what type of vegan they want to become. Because if you become vegan, it's not just about eating, it's a whole lifestyle. So you don't eat animals, you don't wear animals. Some vegans don't even keep pets, things of that nature. So for me, I'm sort of kind of vegan because I have a dog. I wear leather shoes sometimes and leather pocketbooks. And here and there, I may want to eat meat. So it's just called Sorta Kinda Vegan. Because everybody is something different. I don't want to group everybody all in one category.
Okay. So. It makes sense. It's why I like the name. Because I think people who go to certain diets and certain like cultures of eating are so strict with it. That it's okay if you stray away from different stuff and have something here, have something there. Without feeling the pressure of sitting in this one particular group of being vegan or vegetarian or whatever. To have that pressure, it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't. And unfortunately for me, when I was looking at vegan, I got caught up in the whole, are you raw vegan? Because raw vegans believe you shouldn't cook nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And then you have some vegans who believe you shouldn't even try to, you shouldn't adapt your food to people who actually like meat. They like meat, then they're not vegan. You shouldn't try to, you know, please them.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're trying to get people to a healthier lifestyle, you want to give them something that they're accustomed to, but change it so they know they can actually, I can still eat this and it tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
But it's not chicken.
Yeah.
Make it easier for everybody because it's hard. It's hard losing weight and trying to be healthy.
Of course.
You were my trainer, you know.
Yeah. No.
I was working out. It was not changing my eating habits.
Yeah.
I'm not losing any weight.
Yeah, it's tough. And then if you're going like how you did when you looked it up, you can go down a very deep, deep rabbit hole of the different categories. And then there's subcategories to those categories and kind of which one you want to or which one you do fit into.
And I still drink cream.
See? Sort of. Kind of. Vegan.
Sort of. If you catch me in a Chick-fil-A line, it's okay.
It's not okay to be in Chick-fil-A, but that's just the whole health thing. I don't care about the vegan or not.
I have a six-year-old, so I take her to go get chicken, and I may pick something up as well.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Why did you want to start?
So in 2017, I found out I had kidney failure.
Okay.
I have stage 4 kidney failure. Next step is dialysis, and ain't nobody got time for that. So I decided to work out. I went to this trainer who tried to kill me every single time I went to work out. I went to work out 4 days a week. It's 7 days in a week. I don't know, 7 days. I had to be hurt all of 6 days. I had 1 day off of not being hurt. And then it started all over again. So I said, in my conversations, I'm going to save up $10,000 and get a new body.
We've had this conversation.
We had this conversation. Out of the 4 days I worked out with you, I think you probably heard me say I'm gonna buy a new body all 4 days.
Every day.
My sessions were 1 hour, 57 minutes of the hour is about me buying myself a new body. So I come to the conclusion that, you know, I stopped working out because money, time, children. All right. So next thing I know, all the weight I was losing while working out and being hurt started coming back. All the gains and loss that I achieved came back. And I was like, shit, what am I doing or not doing that, you know? So I tried to eat healthy and I was working out. Tried to, y'all. It's real. It was crazy. But then my husband he stopped eating meat.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard cooking my food and then cooking his food. And I was like, all right, let me just cook one meal. So me cooking one meal consisted of, okay, what can I make him that he want to eat that we'll eat? So mind you, I still have a teenager and a child. So I got to make something that they want to eat and that they can't say, what's this? Now, my teenager, she's just like, I'll eat it. That's fine. Yeah. It's okay. The small one is the critic.
The food critic. Michelin
5-star palate. This is disgusting. I don't like none of this. What do you want? Chicken fingers and french fries.
Yeah.
So I figured out, let me start doing stuff. So I tried to, we go out and I'm like, well, let's go to a place that they have vegan options or vegetarian options. And he's like, try this. I'm like, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
I don't like mushrooms. That's what I kept telling myself as a younger child. I don't like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what devil made Satan, but that is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
That tricked me up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this? What is this blob?
And it
looks like something.
They mix it together and make all types of stuff now.
I went to Silk City. They had seitan wings. I was like, I'm going to try one. You can't tell me that wasn't a chicken tender.
Yeah.
Tricked me up. I said, okay, well, now I'm thinking food is nasty. I'm like, it's probably going to be nasty because it's not food. It's not real meat. And once you get past the whole thinking that it's going to be like the same thing as the meat, then you're fine.
Yeah.
So I went to my doctor about 7 months ago. He's like, hey, your blood pressure is shooting up. Now, mind you, I still have kidney failure that never goes away. It's just that you got to monitor it. So my blood pressure has never been high except when I was pregnant. And my blood pressure started going up. So now I'm on blood pressure medication. That's the old people stuff. So I got to pee like every 9 minutes. I'm always thirsty. And I got to take this medication. And I got to monitor my blood pressure.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only 35. I'm young. I'm sitting here with a cuff every day. I was like, there's something got to give. So we had a conversation with him. And he was just like, well, try to cut out all salt. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be nasty. I cut out a lot of salt. Let me say that. I have not cut all salt completely because that's just... I like potato chips.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody has their thing.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right. And Cheez-Its, like, I don't know. Cheez-Its is salty as hell and it's good.
Really salty.
But I tear, you know, so I was like, all right, let me figure out something. So I got let go from my job. And I was like, okay, now I'm in the house. That quarantine happened. I'm like, shit. I ain't got nothing to do but be in this house. Let me start doing stuff. Then my doctor called me about a few weeks ago prior to me getting let go. He was like, listen, your height and weight doesn't match. You know, you lost weight, then you gained the weight back, and you're still losing some weight, but it's not as fast as we would like it. Have you considered bariatric treatment? I said, I am not that fat.
Yeah.
He said, height and weight. I said, shit, I am 5'1¾".
That's important. I know.
And I weigh 215 pounds. So my BMI is considered 41. I am morbidly obese. Now, I may not look like it, but with the kidney issues, that factors in. So now Rob's like, you got to figure out something. you get tired of crying and you get tired of making excuses. It's like, okay, what can I do? So I was like, boom, start trying to make something. So I've been watching Tabitha Brown.
Okay.
I think everybody watches Tabitha Brown on either TikTok or YouTube or Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people share her stuff, yeah.
So I've been watching her for a while, but I was like, I'm not making it. That's this and that's that. But I was like, it might be good. So I started following her, and I was like, let me try to make different things. And so I found out chickpeas are sent from God. You can turn chickpeas into anything.
Into anything.
Black beans and kidney beans. You can turn those into burgers,
yeah.
Quinoa,
yeah.
Rice. And if you use the aquafaba from the chickpeas, which is like an egg supplement,
yeah.
Go buy flaxseed. I was like, what?
You start learning.
So you've realized everything that you eat. Like, I wanted a burger one day. I was like, okay, I have a can of kidney beans. I have some quinoa. I have some, like Worcestershire sauce. Was that stuff. Put it on there. It tastes like a damn burger.
Yeah.
If you make it, and then you form it right, and you, like, leave it there.
Right.
And sit cook, you'd never know the difference.
You wouldn't. No.
So I said, I could do this. Start looking at recipes for chickpeas. I learned that you can make anything with some type of bean, rice, even like flour.
Yeah. Basics. So
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, all right, boom, I could do this. So for the past, we've been in quarantine about 40-something days.
Yeah.
I would say out of those 40-something days, 30 of them, we've been completely plant-based. Nothing but just either vegetables, beans, grains.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good.
So it's. I thought it was going to be hard. I thought it was going to be like a big, drastic change. It's not.
No. It's good.
I just got to cut out cheese, dairy, and not wanting chicken all the time. I don't always get into it.
Just trying to cut it down a little bit?
Yeah. I had Chick-fil-A twice last week.
Okay. It's not bad, though.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Yeah, I like it.
So it just basically is like, people started seeing me do that. And my mom was like, I had my mom try some things. And that's my biggest critic. My mom was like, I don't want to try none of that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Then she just read this article where there's going to be a meat shortage.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to figure out how they want to get this food because supermarkets are cutting down on how much meat you can actually purchase.
Yeah, there's limits to everything now. Yeah,
I'm fine.
But you can go buy cans of beans and bags of beans and rice and stuff like that, and you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, my favorite store, Aldi's. Oh, I got a new store, Nick. A new store for you. You already know.
What is it?
Lidl.
Oh, I haven't been there yet.
Oh!
I think you froze on your excitement.
It's like Whole Foods Jr.
Yeah.
They have Beyond Meat. I won't be buying it no more. I read the packaging.
It's a lot.
I don't want to put this out there.
No, it's
they
a
might
lot.
Sue me, but I'm going to say it. They have, on there it says saturated beef fat.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people who don't read the packaging, like, I was like, this is delicious. Da-da-da. I'm like, it tastes like beef because it has some type of beef in here.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a whole pack left that I just have not cooked.
Yeah.
So
I tell a lot of people that just because things are vegan doesn't make it healthy. And people just automatically assume that something vegan or vegetarian or plant-based is 100% healthy. I go, no. Like, there's a lot of unhealthy vegan options and plant-based options out there. You still have to be smart with reading labels and doing your own homework outside of just reading the advertisement on the package.
Yeah.
It's still a struggle.
I'm learning that still.
Yeah.
Like, I've looked and I was like, what is methicillathone? I'm like, I don't even know what that stuff is.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that is.
No, it's a lot.
It is. I'm still learning, so once I get my bearings together with learning a little bit more, I'm going to try to start an actual forum.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just me on Instagram and Facebook, posting pictures, making recipes that I'm going to actually like start when people buy the merchandise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And aprons, I'm going to start trying to get like canvas totes as well, because we also need to look into being zero waste as well.
There's a few sites, I'm going to send them to you, that you can kind of either customize them on the site, or you can probably find somewhere where you can just buy them wholesale so Rob can print them out himself.
Yeah. So I'm looking into that as well. So like I said, sort of kind of vegan is more so it encompasses lifestyle change, eating, and looking into zero waste. I just started a garden in my yard as well, because if you think about it, at one point you couldn't even buy, for this pandemic, you couldn't buy like seeds to grow stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because
like, why are you stopping people from buying seeds to grow things?
Yeah, people were going crazy. Yeah.
You know, so if you can live off your land and eat off your land like everybody else did back then, I think you'll be fine. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to teach people. You don't have to be going to the stores and doing, you know, being paranoid during like sometimes like a pandemic like this.
Yeah, no,
that's true. I'm in the house chilling.
Yeah, me too. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I know.
What's outside?
So I know you want to do a cookbook.
Yes.
Are you going to do cooking videos, like actual you cooking? Because you should.
I am.
Like now, so I can follow along.
I need a cookbook.
No, I'm talking about you doing the videos, so I can follow along in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The only person who actually has the cookbook other than myself is I'm talking to him.
Oh.
And he has made nothing.
I know. But I have it though.
Not one thing.
I have it. I still gotta send you the calorie intake. Like it's done. Okay. It's done. It's just in my notes somewhere. So
I'm like, I didn't get him to eat. I'm like, he could have made a cookie. I do owe you cookies. I owe you cookies.
Yeah, you do.
I got you though. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, you should put out, you should do more actual cooking videos. There should be a sort of kind of vegan YouTube page.
That's coming.
There should be a sort of kind of vegan Pinterest board. Just saying.
I'm not really big on Pinterest. My mom is.
There's a lot of people on there, though. Especially now, when people are home trying to find recipes.
Yeah.
They're probably on there more than ever.
My mom keeps telling me, she's like, go on Pinterest. I'm like, I don't want to do no damn Pinterest.
I've been doing more with just the home workout stuff, and it's been like blowing up, like 2,000-3,000 people for every post. When on Instagram, it's like 100.
I actually had to start looking at your killer demonic workouts again. Did my sound go out, or you act like you don't hear me?
Oh, no, your sound's fine. Your sound's fine. That was just me being shocked.
Listen, I like to die working out with you. It did help me.
Yeah.
I can say that. Mm-hmm. It did help a lot.
I know it did.
I can't go back to those days of being hurt.
Well, you know, I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you do. I'm just being honest. Out of 7 days in a week, I was hurt. 6 of those days.
You're not the only one.
And then I had, like, I think I used to come Tuesday and Wednesday, like, back to back.
You were coming.
And that's Thursday.
You were coming Tuesday, Wednesdays, and, like, Saturdays.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And sometimes Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
You?
Shit. Not man.
Yeah, it's fine. You survived.
Barely.
Still counts.
Okay. So, yeah. Even had my children working out with me. They ain't nothing but the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying. You gotta put your stuff out in more places.
I am. I'm waiting for somebody to finish my kitchen. To put my hood and range up. He's downstairs doing stuff right now.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that gets done, then I can go ahead and start doing the videos. I just don't need my kitchen to be extra smoky when I'm cooking sometimes.
That's true.
Like, I can't see it through the fog. You're like...
Yeah. good though. So cookbook, videos. I don't know what else you can do. Clothing and apparel line. Yeah, I think the bags would be smart too.
Yeah, the bags. I did find one place, but I got my slave shop downstairs. He has right now social distancing. I love social distancing. It is his big thing.
Yeah.
You know. So that's taking precedence over everything. But I definitely want to get the bags because I'm tired of going to the store rocking a Trader Joe's bag.
Yeah.
Or you know.
Oh no, we don't care. We got bags from everywhere.
I went into Lidl with an Aldi's bag, and they're like, "You brought that bag in here?" I'm like, "Listen."
No. Like we have like probably like 4 or 5 like reusable bags. They go everywhere. Uh-huh. Target, Aldi's, the market. It don't matter. I'm like, what y'all gonna say?
Right. What? So I want to get some canvas bags. Like I said, because I like canvas bags. I'm tired of the little bags you buy and you break apart, little cheap ones.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find something that have good quality that you can actually like put like you don't have to take your whole pocketbook along with these bags. You can take a bag and put your wallet on one side.
Yeah.
Keys, cell phone.
Yeah, that's smart.
Multifunctional.
Yeah.
And then I want to start looking into actually like doing classes on how to buy bulk and how to stop wasting.
Okay.
So I'm still looking into that while I'm still in school. So it's just like a, you know, different things.
Yeah.
Like I said, because, you know, this global warming is real. They're talking about it's supposed to be snow soon or something.
Maybe
it is May.
Maybe today.
You know, like what?
Yeah.
It's May. You talk about snow.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to help our economy. We'll help our environment just a little bit.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know?
Grow your food. Teach people how to grow their own food and do their own bulk shopping for a whole family and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because I'm telling you, I always watch people who do like the bulk shopping. You know, you're shopping for like 2 people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got kids.
Yeah.
And they're growing. So the kids eat out of the house. I just want shopping for snacks.
Yeah. 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 It'd be something different because you're shopping for the whole family.
Family.
Versus just one person, you know, or 2 people doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be all, you know, trying to use my brain for something else.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
You know.
Trying to help make people healthy. You say go vegan or go healthy. Like, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, that was you for a while. I know. I know.
For a long time. I was like, what? Nick, I can't do this.
I know. When I remember when I got the notification for the sort of kind of vegan page. I was like, who's this?
Lies.
I'm like, hold on.
I'm being spammed.
I know. Like, I know this ain't who I think it is.
You probably thought it was Rob and not me.
Uh-huh. And then when I asked Rob said it was you. I was like, all right.
And he gave me the idea. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't like to be in, I like to play the background.
Yeah.
Like, oh, who helps you? I come out the side like this. Me, that's him. And I go back.
I run back.
You're like, no, you got to be the face. I'm tired of being everything. I was like,
yeah.
I tell him you cooked it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're like, no. I'm like, shit.
I wasn't believing Rob anyway.
he did that kung fu video with the pizza. He actually did make that.
He did? Nice.
He did.
Yeah.
He does help out. He's a great sous chef.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, can you make it so I can see if it's actually able for everybody able people are able to do it?
Yeah. Oh. So like you'll make it and then have him try it?
Yeah. That's why I gave somebody else the cookbook.
Oh yeah. I got you. I'm gonna look through it today. Maybe I'll make the cookies.
They have peanut butter cookies, like the peanut butter cookie recipe. That's the easiest thing.
It's true, I know I did see it. All right, look.
Free ingredients.
I'm gonna do it today.
It's okay, Nick. Don't lie to me.
I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna make a video. Okay, you know I do videos for everything. I'm gonna make a video today.
I'm like, I'm trying to see if men can. Listen, my thing is, if men can do it, it's easy. not being sexist. Like, if you're hungry, men don't want to cook a whole bunch of food at
That's
one
true.
Time.
That's true.
I grew up with two brothers. It's like this. Listen, I'm hungry. What you want? I want this, that, and throw it. You got to make it. I'm going to make me a sandwich. Take some bread, cheese, meat.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I eat peanut butter sandwiches every day for that reason.
Men don't want to sit there and make it. A woman be like, I'm hungry, but let me make this whole meal to make sure is what I want. Men be like, let me go ahead and make this sandwich real quick. I don't want that.
That's how it goes sometimes. So what?
I done changed my mind.
I'm going to make the cookies. I got you. I'm going to do it today.
Okay.
I'm going to do it today.
You don't have to put the jelly thing on top. That was optional.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's easy, too. It's just like take jelly and whip it up and put it.
That's too much. See, there you go. I just
want
the
cookies. Three ingredients. Three. Just make the cookies.
Just go make the cookies. That's it.
I'm trying to, I think I found out how to make oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, more snacks.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Another thing people didn't tell me when I went like plant-based is I'm not always hungry, but I snack a lot.
Yeah. Because a lot of food is less in calories.
Yeah.
And it's easier to digest a lot of the food. So your body's processing it faster versus more unhealthy food.
I'm hungry.
Especially if you're having less salt and sodium and stuff. Yeah, it doesn't sit in your system as long.
Like, I'll have like a whole meal and be fine. I'm like, all right, good. Then like a couple hours later, I'm like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, Jesus. So that's why I try to learn how to make like different snacks here and here.
Yeah.
But it's just... I'm not the greatest baker. I ain't gonna lie and say I'm the greatest baker. If something's easy, like those cookies, that's it for me. Because I tried to make vegan chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. No.
Those cookies look like potato chips.
Hell.
Right. Exactly. If that's not gonna be in the book.
How it goes. I say, do I have anything else for you? I don't know. I think that's it.
Okay.
Shout out your page.
Sort of kind of vegan across all boards, Instagram and Facebook. I do not have a Twitter yet.
You should.
I'm not really big on Twitter. I think my daughter just got on Twitter. She may be my Twitter person. I don't know.
Yeah. Still counts.
I will be posting more on my Facebook and Instagram. I've been kind of like doing homework, so I haven't been doing too much.
I know I checked. It's been 5 days. I'm waiting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
I had something up today. Don't even worry about it. Might be how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
I am going to try to get some more merchandise out to people. If you are interested in the shirts, they come in blue because my favorite color is blue. If you want like a custom order and maybe a little bit more, my apron, hold on 1 second. I have the apron.
Let me see the apron.
This is available as well. It comes in black. Like I said, any other color, special order. Okay. And look out for bags.
Okay. Coming soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Real soon.
Good.
And then if you buy them, it does come with my cookbook. So
okay,
it's a PDF, couple recipes.
Yeah,
just to get you started.
I like that.
And the people who have already purchased the my merchandise, I have to get the cookbook out to you because I wasn't ready at that time. But I'll send them out shortly, as soon as I get my calorie.
Oh, that's on me too, man. I got you. That's this weekend. I'm going to do the cookies today. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Sort of kind of vegan.
I'll get 2 things from you.
That's it. That's it. I know. What are we going to do? All right. Thanks for coming on.
All righty.
And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneyoufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching. Workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneyoufitness.com.